Crouched behind a hedge, Lily Albright tried to know when the most dangerous cargo in England would come rattling up the road. The grass was long and dry, seed heads tickling the back of her neck. Crickets buzzed, the only other sound besides the whisper of the field. The Kentish countryside sprawled around her, rolling pastures lined with hedgerows and dotted with gnarled oak trees. She could smell the sea, the briny scent of it carrying to her from the marshes a couple of miles away. A gull wheeled lazily overhead. Sweat beaded on her skin. She was dressed in twill trousers and a light wool jacket, the ensemble she wore when riding her Triumph motorbike. It was more practical for an ambush than a linen laundress, but somewhat less comfortable in a summer heatwave. The road was visible through a gap in the tangled hedge of wild plums and brambles. It was a country lane, barely wide enough for two vehicles to pass each other without pulling into the ditch. The dirt and gravel surface was dry and prone to dust. Clouds of it had drifted over her twice since she had hidden herself here earlier that morning. Both times something had driven by, Lily had been twisted into knots of anxiety. She knew she was only a failsafe. The more reliable source of warning that their target was approaching sat beside her in the form of a wooden box, a makeshift telephone wired to a watchpost a half mile up the road. In some ways, the box was a rebuke. It shouldn't have been necessary. Knowing the difference between the vehicle they waited for and some farmer on his tractor shouldn't have been a tall order for someone who could see the future. Then again, Lily's powers had never been very reliable. Her visions weren't obedient pets that came when she called them. They surfaced or not, as they pleased. One might pop up during tea with the gory details of a shipwreck that would take place 3 weeks later. Another might wake her from sleep, drowning her in a sea of obscure symbols that only made sense months later when the disaster they represented came to pass. Lily mostly foresaw disasters. It was only over the last few months that she had started to seek her power out instead of desperately avoiding or ignoring it. Her mentor, Robert Ashe, had warned her that her clairvoyance would never answer to her beck and call, but he believed she could learn to tune in to more information than the horrors that forced their way into her awareness. With training, practice, and patience, she might routinely pick up on knowledge from a little further down the timeline, not just a parade of awfulness, but information that could actually be helpful or useful. Lily knew Ash wasn't promising the impossible. She had experienced that just before awareness once. It had been exhilarating, knowing the next move of an enemy, what step he would take, which way he would turn, had felt as natural in that moment as looking before crossing the street. Her body had sung with the awareness, resonating like it had been waiting for this all her life. Then, it was gone. She hadn't come by it, honestly. The moment was a stolen glimpse of what she might be able to do someday if she worked at it long and hard enough. Since March, she had been practicing diligently, facing the early mornings, the tedious exercises, the piles of reading. There had been glimpses of progress, little flashes of success, but they were rare enough to feel like chance. Finally, even Ash had admitted that Lily was not progressing as well as he might have hoped. "You have spent years building up your defences," he said. "It should not surprise me that rote methods of study are incapable of breaking them down. I believe that for you to truly open to your own potential, we must raise the stakes." After that, her regular exercises and practice were interspersed with wild challenges. Most of them ended in some combination of failure, physical discomfort, and humiliation. Lily rubbed at the flecks of paint stuck to her hand. Bruises dotted her back under her jacket. The marks were evidence of last evening's training session.